Let's get started. So let's all just go around and say something we liked and didn't like, and we'll just keep going until we're all done with stuff. Leanne, I'll start with you.
What did I like? It was hilarious. What did I not like? The king is dead. And all my hopes and dreams are crushed.
All right. Nina, jump to you.
Everything is awful. Everything is crap when you're part of this team. Something that I liked, yeah, the humor was really, really good for the most part. Everyone, of course, did a good job acting and everything like that. I mean, the story was pretty good. Something that I did not like, there were a couple of things, like, for example, when the part where Spider-Man kind of stowed away on the ship and everything, and they were leaving Earth's orbit, and he's like, oh, I'm feeling faint, I'm feeling lightheaded, I can't breathe. As high up as he was at that moment, he would already be dead. There's no way that child would have made it through that part of Earth's atmosphere without dying. No.
At what point would a spider die?
Hitched a ride into space on a rocket before.
Yeah, like, I was thinking that his suit was giving him some protection, but not to the level that he needed.
Like, his mask was off, and it was just, like, his regular suit. Like, not the suit that Iron Man gave him. Like, it was his regular spider suit. His mask was off, so his head was exposed. And he's like, oh, I'm running out of breath. I'm getting short on oxygen or whatever. It's like, no, honey. And then you look down, you can see Earth. You can fucking see Earth. Like, no, he would have been dead.
Not at that point.
Yes, at that point. He would have been dead.
No, I mean, at the point where he said that, he wasn't that, he hadn't left the Earth's atmosphere. He wasn't that far up yet. You could see the city.
My point is, he was very high up.
Like, he was very high up.
And low key, y'all picked up that shade that Marvel threw right at the flat earthers, showing them that it wasn't a flat earth.
I don't think that was shade. Yeah, I think it was just the earth.
Anything else, Nina? Or we'll want to jump to Paul?
Overall, I liked it. I give it a 4 out of 5.
All right, Paul?
I like the pacing of it. I like the comedy was good. Yeah, for the most part, a couple fell flat, but for the most part, it was pretty well paced, pretty well, pretty good in the comedy department. The action was cool, but, I didn't like the fact that the consequences were so big that they're obviously not going to stick. So, like, you wiped out so many people at once that it's obviously all going to be undone at once.
Yeah.
So, it's very obvious to me that it means nothing. So, none of it hit home for me at all. Like, I didn't care when any of the people died, because it was just like, yeah, this is...
The only one that got me a little bit was Spider-Man, but the whole
fading away thing, it's like, okay, so you killed off literally, you know, the one character, like, if there was any one character to choose, that means that it's all getting undone. They killed off Black Panther, and they're obviously not going to not make, or they're not going to not make another Black Panther movie. Like, there's absolutely no chance at that. So, clearly it's all just going to get undone.
I mean, but you kind of knew that, like, I feel like saying that is like, oh man, I can't believe the heroes are going to win at the end of this one. You know what I mean? Like, of course, it's just going to be a little more drawn out.
They could win with having actually lost some people, you know?
Yeah, like, if you pick the right people to get rid of,
then it would be a surprise if they win. You know, we could carry on. That's the people who I was expecting to die didn't die. Yeah. Like, I was expecting them to kill off Tony Stark and Captain America and the ones who had been around longer.
Yeah.
And I expected them to keep the people who were going in the fresher, newer movies.
Yeah.
So we already knew that there's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
So killing off all but one of the Guardians lets you know.
Yeah.
You know, what's up?
Okay. I mean, Kendrick, going to you?
Oh, yeah. I was like, because everyone but Rocket is dead. Like,
yeah.
I really, really liked Spider-Man Civil War suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tight.
Wait, really liked the Civil War suit
or the new Iron Man, the Iron Spider suit?
The Iron Spider suit.
The non-nanotech.
Yeah.
When I saw those four limbs come out of his back, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
It was
we should have saw this a year ago, but whatever. What I didn't like was, I didn't feel Thanos was using his power, the Infinity Gauntlet, that well.
Yeah, but, I agree with that one.
Because, I mean,
like, all he really had to do was keep using the Reality Stone over and over again.
Especially, like, Especially the Reality Stone.
No, he was just using the Power Stone over and over again. He was just using the Power Stone primarily.
He was just leaving people alive left and right. Like,
well, his thing wasn't necessarily that, oh, I'm going to kill everybody. He's like, I'm going to kill half of people. Like, he wasn't necessarily, it wasn't a revenge thing. It wasn't an anger thing. It was just a,
you're in the way.
Get out of my way. It's just like pushing someone to the side instead of just beating them unconscious or killing them. Like, if you're trying to get somewhere and you're trying to accomplish something, you don't necessarily have the time to put everybody under the ground. You know, just get out my way. You're not a threat to me, and I move on with what I'm doing.
I have what I want.
Yeah, but he did kill other people. Like, he killed Loki.
Because Loki tried to kill him.
Yeah, well, and so did all of these other people who went up against him. Mm. Like, everybody else was trying to stop him and kill him as well.
Yeah.
Like, it seems stupid that, and not even necessarily leaving them alive, but just leaving them completely able to come back and fight again.
Yeah, he didn't incapacitate them enough. I feel what you're saying.
Like, dude, you could have used the you didn't need any other stone really except the Reality Stone to just take care of business right there. Like,
Well, done. He killed Loki to kind of crush Thor's spirits.
Yeah.
He could have just killed Thor.
But
kill everyone. It's like, right, you are not being villainous enough.
He did the classic, oh, you'll die, I'll just walk away.
Nah, dude.
I mean, that's like, true, oh, really? But like, clearly, I mean, we have these alive tropes for a reason.
Yeah, you know.
But at the same time,
I'm a villain, I got the Infinity Gauntlet, I am punching your face
off
your
skull. I feel like
it's
more evil to kill, like, the last person you have on Earth than it is to kill you.
So,
like, you have to live with everybody you know and love dying.
Nah, screw that.
Yeah, but your point was that he wasn't trying to be evil. He was just trying to get his mission accomplished. So those are the people standing in his way.
All of this is making me think of something. So we were talking before we started recording with Kendrick about, in Marvel Comics, there's a character called Parker Robbins. He's the character known as the Hood, or just Hood. He's a villain. And this is when the Marvel's Illuminati had the Infinity Stones or Infinity Gems back then, because they rebranded. He stole three of them. He had Reality, Power, and Space, I think it was.
Boom, that's all you need.
But in the comics, like, the way the powers are, represented and displayed, and there's some more to it. Like, when you have more than one, it's easier to get the third one. You know, it's easier to get the rest of them. Like, they know where they are. They want to be together. And that how he had, and because he had Reality, he just changed Reality to the point where he could access the fourth stone. And that's how he got that. Cause Professor X had hit it. He had the Mind Stone, I think it was. He had hit it in a place where he couldn't get to it. Mr. Fantastic had one behind some elaborate scientific contraption. And rather than try to solve it, he just used the powers of the stones to obtain it, right?
Right? Yeah. Like, dude, forget all that stuff.
You know, like,
but that doesn't make for good movies.
Don't care! Right,
and in the comic, the Watcher talked to him, because when he gets all six, he's like, afterwards, he's like, he loses because he's fighting the Avengers. He's like, you didn't even do anything that you could have done. You don't deserve to wield the Infinity Gauntlet. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, you didn't have to, like, punch any of them. You could have just made them not exist. You can literally do anything you want with the, like, you're not thinking of portals, my guy. Like, you know.
Yeah, you're not thinking of portals.
Like.
Yeah, no.
You know, cause, like, again, and then the, in, cause I read the, you know, leading up to this, I read the 1991 and or 92, I think of the year, or it was 96, by Jim Starlin, the original Infinity Gauntlet book, where when Doctor Strange and Silver Surfer and all the Avengers, they get together to fight Thanos, when they all attack him, quote unquote, as a surprise, he uses the time stone to freeze time. He walks around. He's like, you know, I could just kill all of them right now. I don't even have to break a sweat. I could just wish them all away, but I want a challenge, you know?
Where's the fun of that?
Yeah, like, you know, his hubris, which is how the downfall of him, you know, because Mephisto is in his ear saying, oh, if you really want to impress Lady Death, you'll not use all the stones and beat them. Kind of, you know.
Oh, Mephisto.
So, hold on.
Going back to the Loki thing. Loki had to die at the beginning of the movie because he wasn't a character. Well, he was a character that we were attached to, but, like, he wasn't a necessary character, really. He wasn't that big of a character, and they had to set the stone, they had to set the tone for the movie. So.
Yeah. Something I liked, all you guys have said, the humor was great. To the point where I saw it Thursday night, and then I saw it Friday morning. I know there was more than one, but the one that I definitely remember was there's a line, when the Guardians retrieve Thor from space. And when he's laying on the table and Drax is like, something is dude.
He's not a dude.
You're a dude. This is a man. And everybody, it's a great line, right? Everybody's laughing. There's another line of dialogue right after that, and I could not hear it in either fucking screening because people are fucking laughing, you know. And then Gamora is massaging him. He's like, Gamora, stop touching his muscles. Like, that shit was so funny. I couldn't hear everything they were saying, all the quick banter, because it was just so fucking funny. Like, but the humor was great.
How long have you been there?
An hour.
Oh my God, that was so yeah, weird.
Like,
Batista has excellent timing. Like, he's very good. Well,
it's a movie, yeah. So
still,
they reshot that scene like a billion times.
But again,
I just want to believe that every one of his scenes only had to be taken in one shot. One thing.
Yeah,
he is the best, and I am the doing happiest very well. For him because he was the happiest for himself that I know of when he got that role.
Doing
he
very
cried.
Well.
Yeah. I said he was a good actor because I saw him in Blade Runner. But well, I'm just saying
he took acting lessons after he got the role. Like, so when he got the role, he cried, and then he immediately signed up for acting lessons because he wanted to be
dedicated.
He wanted to do a good job.
But, so all you guys said, the humor was great. I love the action. I mean, it wasn't a typical, you know, three act kind of thing. This is a 2.5 hour movie. There's like fight scenes throughout the whole fucking movie. I think, is that George making noise? It is. You're gonna go? You wanna? So my hope, when Thor shows up with all power in his hand, like whipping that axe, yeah, that was so.
Was that Stormbreaker?
Yeah,
Stormbreaker.
I am gonna go.
Okay. Yeah, Beta Ray Bills.
But you know,
so that
I mean,
was Beta
you know
Ray
all the
Bills
comments
weapon,
I told you
right?
yesterday. So.
Leanne, what were you going to say?
Well, go ahead.
Nothing.
Say, quick.
I'm going.
Okay. Well, so Leanne was saying that, you know, after the movie, I'm smiling, you know, and I'm like, we were like, you want to go get something to eat? She's like, how can I go eat when all my friends are dead?
No, what I said was, how can I eat when the king is dead?
Yeah, like, you know, like.
All right, but I'm really out this time.
All right, bye, Leanne.
Bye.
You know, she was saying that when the comment that she was pointing out, like, most of the time when she started crying through the movie, I cried as well. But when they're in Wakanda watching the forces swarm the force field, and he tells Shuri to open the field, you know, section northwest, section 17, Bucky goes, it was M'Baku that said, oh, this will be the end of Wakanda. We'll all die. And she says, then we'll die a noble death. And Leanne said that she doesn't know it for certain, but that reminded her of, you know, a callback to, a poem written by, it was Claude. Hold on. Let me Google this. It's like a noble death.
Well, while you're looking for that, yeah. I guess I won't steal your tone of this. Cause I actually have some complaints about that action scene.
It was a poem written by Claude McKay. Let me find out what the fucking name of the poem is. but it's something like a noble death or something, to die nobly. And she thought of, you know, that made her think of that and how, you know, awesome that was. But, yeah, like, that was really good. Like I said, the fighting was really great. I loved all the cameos. Stan Lee's cameo was great. Tyrion Lannister.
That is Peter Dinklage. You get it right.
Yo, it was a really good movie. I'm seeing it twice. I don't know if I want to see it a third time now because I was fucking sad. There was a kid walking out the theater, fucking sad as shit. His dad was like, "It's gonna be okay. Remember, Doctor Strange said this is the only way." And this, he was like, "But I don't like."
Shut up and wait a year, but like the rest of us, you'll be fine. And by the way, the poem is "If We Must Die."
If We Must Die. Thank you.
Let it not be like hogs, hunted and penned in an inglorious sport, while round us bark the mad and hungry dogs, making their mock at our accursed lot. If we must die, oh, let us nobly die. And I won't do the rest of it, but there you go.
But yeah.
There you go.
I didn't like that that fight scene, or action scene, that much, unfortunately, because all I kept thinking throughout, like, the beginning of it, at least, was
where's
all the defenses that they had before?
Oh.
Like, where are their battle rhinos and their, like, you know, ships that were blowing stuff up?
Where the hell is Daniel Kaluuya?
Like, they were way more prepared before, and now all of a sudden they just have, you know, some swords. And also, then the stuff that, like, those big giant machines dug under the forest field. Yeah. It was like, if all you had to do was tunnel under it, why didn't those beasts tunnel under it? They look like they'd be perfect at tunneling. That stuff kind of bugged me.
But yeah, I liked, like, you know, so much in the movie. I enjoyed a lot of it. anything that I didn't like, no. I loved everything. I will say one thing. I didn't see, I'll piggyback off what Kendra said. The use of the stones. He used the power stone a lot, but this actually goes back to something I did like. Like, how anytime he was doing something, you saw the color that went with that stone. And it was also lit up on the glove. So that, you know, kind of helped you know what was going on.
He never used the
visual aid.
He never used the soul stone.
Yes, he did.
Other than,
yes,
you know, when he ended everything.
No, he used it. When Doctor Strange fucking made his, shadow clones and shit, he used the soul stone to knock him back out of the astral plane back into the,
No, that was the,
Yes,
I thought that was the mind stone.
That was the soul stone.
Oh, wait, no, duh, that wouldn't have been the mind stone because he wouldn't have gotten it yet.
I swear that was the purple stone.
No, it was not.
Power.
I saw it twice. That was the soul stone that he did that. I went and looked it up too. You can go check out, just Google it. That
seems weird, because I thought the Soul Stone was literally for, like, killing people and bringing them back to death, or back to life.
Nope. But, another thing was, like, what was I about to say? I like that Doctor Strange, from his movie into Thor Ragnarok into now, which is our third time seeing him, you kind of see his progression of how better he's gotten, you know what I mean? Like, doing all these different things, using his spells. He seems much better, more proficient at his sorcery. That was really dope.
More comfortable in his role.
Yeah, Iron Man's nano armor was dope. We still, so like the main member, like something Liam was saying, who people she thought was gonna die. I thought we were gonna get rid of the main four. Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, and Hulk. I thought the main four were going to die. But they didn't. Instead, we lost, like, pretty much all the beloved second characters, if you will. Or the people who, like, you know, like one of the big, things people said about Black Panther, how even though it was Black Panther's movie, everybody's favorite person was Okoye or Shuri. So if she was the main person, like Okoye, like Black Panther was like the sidekick, we lost him, we lost Bucky, we lost Sam, we lost Falcon, we lost Spider-Man, who, you know,
Wanda.
Yeah, Wanda. And Leanne was like, she was losing it. And fucking Wanda, who had to fucking kill Vision and then watch him get killed, like murdered. Like, Yo, that shit was cold, yo. Like, to see the color go out of his cape, the wind just fucking stops. Like, and then he just falls down gray, dead and lifeless, his fucking head caved in. And
that was similar, not that part, but the part where she had to kill him, but then it didn't actually have consequence to begin with.
Yeah.
That was similar to earlier when
Peter
was supposed to kill Gamora, and he let him go through the whole thing to pulling the trigger, but then didn't let the death happen.
Yeah. That was a really good scene because he goes, "I like him," and then he just leaves.
And in that scene where he turned Drax into cubes and Mantis into ribbon, that was pulled straight from the comic, because in the comic he turned Thor to ice, and then he shattered him. He turned, was it Drax again? He turned Hulk into cubes, and he turned arrows into ribbons. So that was something pulled straight from the comics, which is really cool. Something I didn't like, but I'm okay with it. Like how we were played for fools by all the trailers. All of them. Like the trailer, like with that last shot, like the very first trailer, showing everybody running out of Wakanda. You see Hulk. It's like, wait, that wasn't in the movie at all. He was turned into Hulk like one time. And then Hulk was a fucking bitch. He didn't want to come out to play. Like, he was embarrassing Tony Stark in front of the wizards. Like,
well, they actually might have done rewrites or something. Cause that, there's an exclusive pop that came out of GameStop, which is of the Hulk busting out of the Hulkbuster suit.
Yeah.
Which clearly didn't happen in the movie. It's possible that they had different. Next one,
maybe. I don't know.
It's possible they had different stuff. Or the Hulkbuster suit's already, like, destroyed, isn't it?
Yeah, he did lose the glove. And people saying, like, that was a tie back to Thanos saying, well, I'll do it myself. And then he puts the glove on. And then him saying, I'll do it myself, put the glove on a Black Dwarf. Or what was it? No, Cole Obsidian, whatever they changed his name to. But yeah, I really liked Ebony Maw. I really liked him. I didn't really care for Clovis Glaive. He didn't do much. What was the other one's name? Proxima Midnight. Meh. You know, Ebony Maw was my favorite of the Children of Thanos.
Mm.
Did you guys have anything else you want to talk about?
Was that Squidward?
What, the voice? Or not? The guy that voiced Squidward or no?
No. Remember, Iron Man called him Squidward. Yeah, so you talking about like that fish guy?
Yeah, from Ebony Maw. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, I was just making sure.
Yeah.
So I forgot their names.
Was he using magic or super science?
I think it's just magic, like a power of his, just to control
telekinesis.
Objects. Yeah, telekinesis. Yeah.
Okay, that is something that I thought was weird. No one brought up. Like, the fact that, like, Tony Stark uses magic, and Thanos didn't seem to be, like, he was like, yeah, okay, wizards. Like, no one seems surprised that magic existed.
Oh, yeah, like, but yeah, well, even going to
piggyback off of that. It's this kind of world, man. Anything can happen.
Like, I was a little mad, just my having comic knowledge, that, like, Clovis Glaive, the guy with the hood and the staff with the blade,
He kept dropping that glaive.
Yo, so in the comics, he can't die as long as his glaive is in one piece. Which is really...
I thought it was as long as he was holding the glaive.
No, as long as his glaive is in one piece, he can't die. Okay. And then Proxima Midnight, her trident that she throws, when she throws it, when it leaves her hand, it turns into like light or whatever, and it always hits his target, and it can cut through any material. So it would, you know, but they didn't do any of that. They didn't bring that over to the comics, to the movie. Same way they didn't bring over to the movie, like the second level of power that the Infinity Stones have.
Like, well, yeah, no, they didn't bring a lot of stuff.
I mean, they may do that in the next one, because it's supposed to be like, you know, when the stones are at their most. Like, if you have the space stone at its max, you have omnipresence. You're everywhere. You know.
Yeah, you can be anywhere and everywhere at once. Yeah.
And the power stone gives you omnipotence. You're the strongest thing ever.
Omnipotence.
Omnipotence, rather. I thought omnipotence is what you know everything. Which one is that?
No, omniscience.
Okay, omniscience.
Omnipotence is all powerful.
Yeah, so the Mind Stone, Power Stone, and Space Stone gives you those three things. Soul Stone gives you the complete and utter understanding of the whole universe when you have the Soul Stone.
You mean the Mind Stone?
No, Soul Stone. Mind Stone gives
you... I thought Soul Stone gave you control over any soul living or dead.
I'm talking like the at his mouth.
All right. Soul Stone allows the user to steal, control, manipulate, and alter living and dead souls. The Soul Stone is also the gateway to an idyllic pocket universe at full potential. The Soul Stone grants the user control over all life in the universe.
Okay. Oh, forgive me. I was wrong on that.
Okay.
But yeah, so... Like, it'll be interesting to see if they do try to bring over some of that extra stuff that the stones can do.
They didn't... Thor doesn't have the Odin power.
Well, so, yeah, they didn't really... I don't even know if they've really mentioned, like, quote-unquote, the Odin power or the Odin force in these MCU.
Well, they have mentioned it. That's why Odin goes into the Odin sleep in the first movie?
But they didn't. They never say it like, okay... Now you're the All Father. Now you have the Odin Force. And then after a while, it just called the Thor Force after a while. But they just said like, oh yeah, you're just more powerful. He said, you're more powerful than me. You always have been. Like, you know, you just didn't believe in yourself or some shit.
I mean, we didn't start seeing the, like, lightning until Ragnarok.
Yeah, cause I don't know. That's maybe after Odin maybe died. Was awoken in him. But yeah, maybe, you know, who knows? That might be explained a little further on, but. He's
I like that
fully
we saw,
into his godhood or something. I don't know.
I like that we get to see Thor's classical like outfit.
Yeah, going back to with the six runes and the cape.
Yep.
But even then, like he's telling everybody, oh, so you've copied my beard? I see. Okay, nice. Oh, you got a haircut? Yeah, you copied my beard over there. And the fucking Star Lord deepening his voice. Like, are you trying to imitate me? I am not.
I mean, I think the best comedy in the movie was, you know, stuff with Thor and with the Guardians, which makes sense because those were the comedy movies.
Yeah,
but a friend of mine said something that I really thought was good. He said that every time they would cut over to a new like group, it felt like that group's movie. So
yeah, you know what?
When they first cut over to Guardians. It just felt like a Guardians movie.
I think the soundtrack helps a lot with that. Like, they're playing Rubber Band Man when you cut to them.
Oh, man. When that came on, and Paul were both just like, yes.
I knew we were in a Guardians scene as soon as the music started. Yeah, right away. I was like, oh, we're going to see the Guardians.
Come on now.
I mean, you knew you were in Wakanda because when he said, like, I know a guy or I know a place we can go, you hear those fucking drums come up.
It's like, yep, yeah, we're going to Wakanda.
When they go to Scotland to go with Scarlet Witch and Vision, they like the violins, which are the theme for, you know, the Cap, the Cap's theme music is showing up when they get to that subway station where he first shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's so many other things that are really cool. Like, even let's go into the end teaser with the, Sam Wilson and Maria Hill and him
You mean Samuel L. Jackson?
What did I say?
You said Sam Wilson. You better get it right.
Sam Jackson, a.k.a. Nick Fury, and Maria Hill, you know, he pulls out this space pager for...
a space beeper?
Pager. To call Captain Marvel. And, you know, like, what that might mean for the future. And what you know, did you guys have a trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp before the movie?
Yes. No, I don't think so.
No, we didn't.
Okay, we did. Because that's the next movie out, Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's like, you know,
And they explained that in the movie.
Yeah, that they, you know, they took time because they took a deal. Yeah. But people like, you know, so like, because everybody's saying, where's Hawkeye and all the promotion? Where's Ant-Man and all the promotion? And they were saying, like, if your Avenger, your favorite person didn't get a lot of airtime or a moment in the first one, they definitely will in the second one. So people.
Everybody chill.
Everybody's theorizing that, you know, that in Captain Marvel, we're going to see her get her powers. And she's going to go off out of space with Mar-Vell, this, that, and the third. And then after Thanos kills half the universe, he's going to turn to dust. She's like, what the fuck's going on? She sees the text from the beeper message, 911, come find a payphone and call me from Nick Fury, and he's gonna go binary and come back to Earth and fuck shit up. You know,
I personally hope that they start the next Avengers movie with her on
wherever
the Kree
she was.
Planet,
yeah,
with Thanos attacking, and then like she's trying to help. Like,
why would he be attacking?
Yeah, why would he be attacking?
To get the power stone.
Oh, you mean like in a flashback to show how he?
Because
they did say because when Thor shows up, he said that Thanos decimated the that it wasn't the Kree planet, where the Nova Corps were, because they had the power stone.
Yeah, it was it was where the Novas were.
Yeah,
it wouldn't make sense for her to be where he's attacking though, because then she would have joined the fight earlier.
Yeah.
But isn't Captain Marvel a part of the Nova Corps?
No.
No, it's part of Marvel Corps.
No, not at all.
No, he's not in a corps. You're thinking of the dude from
Richard Ryder.
You're thinking of Britain, Captain Britain.
He's not a Nova Corps either.
No, there's a Britain corps. Like, there's a corps of Captain Britons.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what they do in the next Avengers movie, how you bring in Captain Marvel, how you call up Ant-Man, Wasp, and I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll get some of the Netflix people or Agent Coulson and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the next one. You know, we'll have to see.
Think they're going to do a time skip?
I don't know. I think they got to pick up right where they left off. You got to fucking regroup. We got to, got to find, like, you know, so where everybody's left, everybody's in, you have people in Wakanda. Thor and Nebula are on Titan. Gamora is assumed dead, but she may be stuck in the soul world.
In the soul world?
In the pocket universe.
Red Skull is.
Yeah, which was a fucking... I don't think anybody saw that fucking coming. God damn.
When they first showed him, I initially thought it was the Watcher. And then I was like, oh no, that's Red Skull.
And then
I wasn't sure who it was gonna be.
I'm hoping, cause I think Guardians 3 isn't for a while, so I'm hoping we'll see somebody go to the Sovereign to get Adam Warlock.
I saw someone talking about that.
So who knows what's gonna happen in the fucking next one? I mean, they gotta regroup, get a fucking battle plan, and go find Thanos and beat that ass. Like, will they need another gauntlet? Because that shit fucking fried up.
I think that's how they're going to basically explain them being able to put up any kind of fight.
I mean, see, he still used the Reality Stone after. I mean, not Reality. Yeah, not Reality.
The old gauntlets with Peter Dinklage.
No, it was a
the old gauntlet. It was a fake.
No. He made him a gauntlet. Remember, he made like the.
Oh no, that was the mold.
Yeah, the mold. What I said. Yeah, he made him a mold. But I don't know if he can do, because when he said he took his hands. I don't know.
It looked like, I think his hands were locked up or something.
It looked like he poured like molten steel or whatever.
Bro, if he can forge Stormbreaker, he can forge a fucking gauntlet.
But that was just like, he just poured it into a mold and then beat it and it came out and then grew.
Yeah,
the
he
handle.
Already had made the mold for that one.
It was a king's weapon. Like, I don't know, like by sealing his hands, he probably can't do fine, craftsmanship, anymore.
It'd be all right.
Yeah, but the way that he said it, he said he was like, he told me my hands belong to him.
Yeah.
And so it feels more like he was not able to free his hands.
Who knows?
But I don't know. I feel like, well, so actually, the thing that you got to remember is he's got all these stones. He could just, he could probably fix his hands.
Yeah, you could do anything, But we'll have to see how they, like, the fact that Nebula's still alive is like, again, me reading the original comic and how that ended out. I got, if they'll pull some more from that. Are they going to pull more from the other Infinity crossover series that Hickman wrote? So it'll be interesting to see what they pull, try to get a feel from when we start seeing the first trailers and teasers for that in a year. It's crazy that we're only a year away. Like, it's not, multiple years, but multiple months, but.
Well, we'll be seeing teasers probably in like
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah. So what is it? It's April now. So what's that? So October. October. When is New York Comic Con? Because that was
October.
New York is should be October.
Because we talked last week that Disney's not showing up at Hall H, at San Diego, and that D23 is in August this year in California, Anaheim, California. So that's in August. So we may see the first teasers at D23. And then at New York Comic Con, maybe we'll see the first trailer for Infinity War Part 2.
Yeah, it's October.
Or whatever they're going to call it, because they haven't released the official name of it yet.
Oh, I thought they said it wasn't going to be called Part 2. Because that was not the original thing they had said.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what we're going to call it until we know, right? You know.
It's going to be Avengers Everything is Awful.
So, let's get off of this thing, and I want to go play God of War for a little bit. All right, so I'll clip this out as our Avengers Infinity War spoiler talk. Anything else you guys want to say about the movie?
I was very pleased that Peter Dinklage was in it. He did great.
Agreed. Paul, anything else you want to add?
Can't think of anything.
All right.
Wait, you know what? I do have one thing.
Okay.
I really don't like going to see these movies opening weekend because the crowd is annoying as hell.
They were clapping, like, a lot. It was super dumb.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can hate me now because I won't stop now. Fuck, when Thor showed up, I clapped and hooped and hollered.
You're that guy.
When Captain,
I really wished I had thought about clapping when Thanos snapped his finger. I really should have clapped and just cheered and made everybody else annoyed.
Yeah, like, our audience was quiet from that point pretty much to the end.
Yeah, so was ours. Ours shut the hell up, finally.
Some light sobbing. Because there were children. I'm dead ass, yo. There were some kids crying. Like, they were like, when Spider-Man died, yo, they were like, holy shit. Like,
F your dreams.
Like, they died in a pretty horrific way.
Like, the people that knew that something was wrong, like, you know, that Mantis with her abilities, she was like, something's not right. And then Peter knew his spider sense is like, man, I don't feel like Mr. Stark. Like,
that was the only one that got me. All the rest of them, it's like, okay, they're dying, they're dying, they're dying. Oh, Peter! Oh, Tom Holland.
When T'Challa went over to Okoye, like, get up. Today is not. This is no place to die. And then this nigga just turned like, oh shit! Like, man, Kendrick. That's the lady sitting next to me. When I saw it on Thursday, I had Downey to my left, and I had this old black lady to my right, and she said, "Oh shit!" when Black Panther died, like, yo,
that's when you know it got real.
Yeah, but it was great. I saw it twice. I don't think I'm going to see it in theaters. I'll get it on Blu-ray and watch it when I can immediately watch the next one right afterward. Because I need that pick me up right afterward.
Yeah, man. Because I tried to go back and watch some of the old movies, and they're nowhere to be found.
Oh, like on streaming or something?
Yeah, Doctor Strange and Civil War on Netflix. Everything else was just like gone.
Go buy the DVD. You spend tons of money on other stuff.
I don't want to buy the DVD. I would like to stream it. And there
should
be
a place. You pirate.
There should be a place to do it.
Can you buy it through Amazon Prime Video? And then you just have it there?
You can stream it if you sign up for Disney.
Is that out yet?
I don't know.
You could probably get it. Can you get it on iTunes and watch it that way? Oh, you don't have an iPhone. Never mind. I don't think you're using the use Apple products.
Still use iTunes on a Windows machine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. And we'll get good out night. Of here. Again, the www.thegrandshaker.com. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Posting a lot of stuff on Instagram these days. I'm trying to get better at it. I don't know how to use the Instagram stories just yet. But I'm going to learn because some cool stuff you can do there. So
get a 15-year-old to teach you.
I know. Somebody playing Fortnite needs to teach me. Until next time, we are out of here. Peace.
Goodbye.
See ya.